请大家预备心，低头默祷。
Bow hand, bring sounds.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，你要奉主耶稣的圣名开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
啊，来唱一首上面是354首。
Sing hymn 354.
啊，有人说过着简单的生活是很孤调乏味的。
Someone said that having a simple life is boring.
啊，也是没有出息。
And it means you're not achieving anything.
所以啊，过着简单的生活啊，就是表示着啊，人已经退化了。
And leading a simple life means you have regressed.
啊，没有什么斗志。
And you don't have ambition.
啊，是一种很软弱的代表。
And it shows that you're weak.
但是我们只要听了这篇道理以后，就知道过着复杂的生活比较好，还是过着简单的生活比较好。
But after listening to this sermon, we're going to decide whether leading a simple life is better or leading a complex life is better.
啊，过着简单的生活的人，那、啊、比较我们讲比较俗气或者比较厉害啊，还是说过着复杂生活的人呢、啊，比较有能力，比较的 powerful、嗯。
And we can compare whether a person leading a simple life is more capable or a person who is leading a complex life is more capable.
那一位作家呢、他的名字叫做 Alan James.
And there's one author whose name is
Alan James.
Alan James.
那他写了一本书啊，叫做生活简单就是享受。
And this person wrote a book saying leading a simple life is enjoyable.
那这本书呢、就是连台湾的政府也很推荐、这一本书。
And this book is even promoted by the Taiwanese government.
那很多人呢、都看过这一本书。
And many people read this book.、
可能我们在座的也有人看过这一本书。
Maybe some of you read this book.
那这个作者、他本来也是一个中产阶级的人、他是房地产商。
And this author used to be dealing with real estate and is a...Middle class.
啊，她是一位很工作狂的一位女士。
And this lady used to be a workaholic.
啊，早上六点起床啊，就开始打拼。
She would get up at 6 a.m. and start to work hard.
啊，一直工作，一工作，一直跟客人有约，一直啊带人去看房子。
And she got a lot of appointments with her clients and bring clients to see the real estate houses.、
一直忙，一直忙，忙到大概晚上啊七八点才回家。
And she would be busy until 7 or 8 p.m. and she would go home.
没有时间煮饭。
She didn't have time to cook.
啊，回家以后就很累。
And she would feel exhausted after she arrived home.
哎，没有体力想要去跟先生讲话。
And she didn't even have energy to talk to her husband.
哎，没有体力想要去跟孩子讲话。
Didn't have energy to talk to her children.
啊，反正回家就很累的。
Because after she arrived home, she is completely exhausted.
她不能够享受什么。
She couldn't enjoy her life.
因为她很忙。
Because she was so busy.
那她回来以后呢，还要看看本子上啊，明天到底是要约哪些人呢、啊？
And after she arrived home, she would have to look at her agenda to see what kind of appointment she has tomorrow.
还要看看那个当天晚上要打电话给哪些人呢
？And which clients she should call that night?
有一天呢，她回家的时候
，One day she was on her way home.
啊，自己躺在沙发椅上。
Sorry, she arrived home and she was lying on the sofa.
然后再看看她的行事历。
And she was looking at her agenda again.
也是一样啊。非常忙碌。
And again, it's a very busy agenda.
可是她想想，我这样忙是要做什么
？But then she was wondering,
what am I doing here? 为了什么
？Why am I so busy? What am I busy for?
住了很多的房子，没有办法去享受。
I live in a good house, but I can't enjoy it.
家里面有很多电视，有很多的音响设备，也没有办法去享受，也没有体力啊去享受。
I have good TV and good audio, but I can't enjoy them.
连有体力去跟先生讲话都没有。
I don't even have energy to talk to my husband.
下完班啊，整个人就瘫痪了。
I feel completely exhausted after work.
所以她想一想说，我到底是在做什么
？So she was wondering, what am I doing here?
我的生活过得那么的复杂，值得吗
？My life is so complicated. Is it worth it?
所以她就想一想啊。
So she was pondering about it.
她过一种简单生活。
So she was thinking about having a simple life.
可是一个人从复杂要进到简单化生。简单的生活并不简单。
But it's very difficult for a person to change his or her lifestyle from a complex to a simple life.
所以她花了三年的时间呢，她就调整自己。
So she adjusts herself. Spent 3 years doing so.
神的本意呢也是一样，要我们过着一个很简单的生活。
And this is also God's will. He wants us to have a simple life.
啊，神当时创造人的样，在地球上。
God created man on earth.
那当时啊，神对人的吩咐还是很简单。
And at that time, God had a simple command to man.
把人呢、啊、放在快的园殿啊，快的这个园子里，叫做伊甸园呢。
He put two people in a happy garden that's called Garden of Eden.
然后神告诉他，你就是啊，在里面可以随便吃你所想要吃的水果。
And God told these two people, you can eat whatever fruit you want in this garden.
啊，在里头呢，你就是修理修理这些果树就好了。
And you just need to prune these trees.
啊，里面有一些动物啊，你帮我看一看。
There are some animals in this garden. Take care of them.
就当时的生活非常简单。
So their life was simple at the time.
但是呢，他很快乐啊。
They were happy.
当时两个夫妻两个人是非常快乐非常和谐的。
The couple were happy at that time and harmonious.
今天有些人认为啊，这个大才是好啊。
And nowadays people think the bigger the better.
快才是好。
The faster the better.
多才是富有的代表。
The more the better because it shows that you're wealthy.
可是我们看一下，不一定呢。
But it's not necessary so.
过着一个简单生活啊，才是快乐的。
Having a simple life will make you happy.
圣经是告诉我们呢。
And the Bible tells us,
凡事都要定时。
Everything has its time.
也就是神所设计的人体的结构，就是要人呢、啊、有休息的时候啊，吃饭也有时候。
Because the human body is designed this way that you have a time to eat and have a time to rest.
睡觉也有时候。
You have time to sleep.
工作有时候。
You have a time to work.
你喝咖啡有时候啊。
You have time to drink your coffee.
泡茶也有时候啊。
Have a time to have your tea.
不能够一直工作。
You can't just work all the time.
你也不能够一直睡觉。
And you can't just sleep all the time.
也不能够一直休息。
And you can't always rest.
神创造人是一个很和谐、很平衡的生活。
Because God created a lifestyle that is harmonious for man.
最主要，神还把永生啊放在人的内心呢。
And the most important thing is God put everlasting life in our hearts.
神的本意就是要人过着一个简单的生活。
Because God's will is to help us to have a simple life.
当人过了简单的生活以后啊，才有永生的盼望。
And only if we have a simple life that we have the hope of everlasting life.
神的本意是要人过着一个快乐简单生活。
God's will is for man to have a happy and simple life.
可是我们现在人类的生活非常的复杂。
But now our life is very complicated.
什么时候人的生活开始复杂化呢？
Since when have our life become complicated?
就从亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊。
It started from the sin of Adam and Eve.
因为当时啊，神告诉他们说，善恶树上果子你不要吃。
Because God told them not to eat the fruit that can tell good from evil.
其他东西都可以吃。
And you can eat everything else.
所以很简单，很快乐啊。
So it's very simple and happy.
人的头脑还是很简单。
And man's brain is also simple.
可是他们吃了善恶果以后。
But after they ate the fruit of good and evil.
这个思想就很复杂了。
And their thoughts start to become complicated.
因为第一个就有很多的选择啊。
First of all, they have a lot of choices.
他们一方面要想锁住神的道理。
On the one hand, they want to keep God's words.
一方面要去尝试新的东西。
On the other hand, they want to try new things.
但是去尝试新的东西要冒险啊。
But trying new things will require risk.
好像今天有很多人啊想要服侍神。
Just like today, a lot of people want to worship God.
要想要服侍教会。
Want to serve church.
要想要服侍社会。
And want to serve the society.
就是服侍这个世界。
Meaning serving this world.
所以一个人要服侍两个主。
And one person want to serve two lords.
有一次啊，问啊，在举开学生灵会的时候
，There's one time we have a student spiritual convocation.
那问学生啊
，I ask students.
说在这个物质哈，你要追求物质，还有在服侍神这两方面，你要选择哪一个
？Do you want to pursue material life or do you want to pursue serving God？
大部分的学生他们说，我们两个都要。
Most students say that I want both.
我们也要享有物质的生活。
We want to have a good material life.
我们要享受它。
We want to enjoy it.
我们同时也要来教会聚会。
At the same time, we want to come to service at church.
也要来教会做圣工。
And want to do holy work at church.
对，这个很好，两个都同时拥有啊。
Those are both good, so I want to have both.
可是两个要同时拥有呢，人的思想就会很复杂。
But if you want to have both, then you start to have complicated thoughts.
因为人的头脑每次只能够想一个。
Because a person can only think about one thing at one time.
头脑同时不能够想两个事情啊。
You can't think two things at one time.
你想两个事情也是可以。
You can think about two things at the same time.
不相信我们试试看。
You can try it.
你的头脑会很辛苦啊。
But it will require a lot of hard work for your brain.
曾经有一个人呢，他两只手啊，同时可以画图，这样 这边画一个图，那边画一个图，这样子。
There's one person who could draw with both hands at the same time.
啊，听说有的人两只手都同时可以写字。
And there are people who can write words on both hands at the same time.
我们先试试看看，同时两只手同时可以写字的几个。
See if you can do it. Can you write with both hands at the same time?
大概很少啊。
Probably very few can do it.
但是你要两个手同时写字呢，嗯，你可以去。试试看，但是很辛苦。
You can try to write with both hands, but it will take a lot of hard work.
所以人同时要做两个事情也是很辛苦的。
So if a person want to do two things at one time, it's also very difficult.
要想两个事情也是很辛苦。
If you think about two things at one time, it's also difficult.
那一个人要同时服侍两个主也是很辛苦的。
One person, if you want to serve two masters, it will also be hard.
一定你要怎么去想怎么去服侍两个主啊
？Because you have to think about how to serve two masters.
当时亚当夏娃他们吃了三个果以后。
After Adam and Eve ate the fruit of good and evil, and their eyes were opened.
啊，当然他们好像是头脑就开化了。
And it seems like their minds were opened.
啊，他们可以了解很多事情啊。
They could understand a lot of things.
所以他们也可以分辨啊，什么事情对他们更好。
So that they can discern which one is better.
怎么样才能够得到更好的享受
？How can I enjoy even more？
怎么样才能够得到更好、更快乐
？How can I gain better things？
更准确、更方便的东西啊
！More precise and be happier.
眼睛明亮的，
because
头脑聪明的
，they are smarter.
啊，头脑开始复杂了。
So their brains start to become complicated.
所以我们看了、啊、创世纪第四章以后啊，他们就产生了很多的发明家。
So we can see that after Genesis chapter 4, we have a lot of scientists.
这个头脑简单了、啊、就不能够发明了。
If your brain is simple, then you can develop new things.
我们看动物啊，动物他们头脑很简单呢、啊。
We can see the animals; their brains are simple.
尤其是个小狗，有人养狗哈、啊，这个小狗头脑是很简单的。
If you have a puppy, you realize that a puppy usually have a very simple thoughts.
他们能够发明什么东西吗
？Can they develop anything new?
他们不能够发明什么东西。
They can't.
啊，人类可以发明很多东西。
Man can develop new things.
因为人的头脑很复杂。
Because man's brains are complicated.
人的头脑可以设计出很多东西啊，让人觉得很方便。
Man's brain can design a lot of things that's convenient for our life.
在创世纪第四章那边就提到、啊、一些发明家。
And after Genesis chapter 4, we're talking about some scientists.
啊，可是发明家他们发明东西以后啊，产生怎么样的结果呢
？But what happens after these new inventions?
我们看创世纪第四章。
Let's see Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第四章呢，二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜人之人的始祖，就是他发明怎么支帐篷，怎么建帐篷，怎么来牧养牲畜、牧养动物。
So here says, Jeba is the father who lived in tents and raised livestock. So he knows how to take care of the tents and livestock.
好，二十一节。
Verse 21.
亚巴的兄弟名叫亚巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的始祖啊，祖师啊。所以亚巴呢，他是乐器的发明人。
So we can see Juba is the inventor of all kinds of instruments.
好，再来二十二节。
Verse 22.
西甘又生的图巴该银啊，他是打造各样铜器利器的祖先。所以他是这个铜铁器用具的发明人。
So we can see Tubal-Cain was the inventor of bronze and iron tools.
所以当时这些人呢，他们是文明的先驱。
So we can see these people they start to develop civilized things.
那这些人头脑是很不简单的。
These people were smart.
你看呢、啊，就是该隐呢，他也是造了一座城啊。
Even Cain he built a city.
那当时要造城的技术啊，可能我们对今天来讲也是很不简单的。
At the time, we can think about the technology of building a city is probably very difficult.
那对当时时代的人来讲啊，这些都是很杰出的。
So for those generation, these people were all outstanding.
啊，思想思路都是很复杂的。
They had complicated thoughts.
啊，可是他们怎么样呢
？But then what happened to them?
再继续看二十三节。
Continue to read verse 23。
啊，拉曼对他两个妻子说：“啊，亚大、喜大，听我的声音了。拉曼的妻子细听我的话语，壮年人伤我，我就把他杀了；少年人损我，我就把他害了。”啊，这是当时的社会情形啊，社会的写照。
You can see the what happened in that kind of society。
我们刚刚看到 文明呢能够带给人的幸福啊。
Which is so civilization, does it bring us happiness?
能够带给人的很方便啊。
It does bring us happiness and convenience.
可是事实上他们有没有很快乐呢？
But were they happy?
他们没有很快乐啊。
Really? They were not.
一个人就娶两个太太啊。
Because one person had two wives.
然后他们的生活就因为很忙，因为说产生了竞争。
And because their lives were busy and started to have competitions.
因为这个头脑思想开始复杂化。
Because their thoughts started to get complicated.
他们要想更快的、更准确的、更方便的产品。
They were thinking about what are the products that's faster, more convenient, and more precise.
他要发明，我也想发明啊。
He's inventing something, I want to do that too.
发明以后就不想让别人家抄袭。
And after invented, I don't want other people to copy it.
啊，发明以后要生产产品呢。
And after invented, I have to
要去卖产品呢。
I have to sell the products.
所以就会产生竞争。
So there is competition.
啊，竞争的话就会产生人呐、啊，就会脚步就非常快。
And when there is competition, people start to speed up their pace.
不快的话，你就不能够胜过别人的。
Because if you're not fast enough, you can't compete with others.
商场好像战场一样的
，and the market is like a battlefield.
啊，变化非常快
，because there are a lot of changes there.
人家不进步的话，就是退步嘛。
If you don't make progress, then you actually regress.
可是当时的人啊，就一直竞争啊。
So at the time, people were competing against each other.
可是他们失去了快乐
，and they lost their happiness.
啊，人也产生很忙啊
，because people were busy.
啊，就没有耐心
，they have less patience.
我们现在有一个叫生活快乐的指数
，and there is.Something called the index of a happy life.
啊，这个快乐指数怎么去建立的呢？怎么去衡量呢
？How to build this index of happiness?
就说人到底要使用地球多少资源才能够使自己啊觉得很快乐
？That is how much resources you need to use in order to make you happy.
你假设需要利用地球越多的资源呢，就表示啊，你这个快乐指数啊不多了。
If you need to use a lot of resources of this earth to be happy, that means your happy index is low.
啊，只要是你使用一点点就让自己觉得很快乐，那么这快乐指数就是很高。
And if you only need to use a little resources to make you happy, that means you have a high index.
那有一家调查公司呢，他们调查143个国家。
There's one survey company. They do survey for 143 countries in this world.
那这个143个国家有先进的国家，有比较落后的国家，第三世界国家。
And among these 143 countries, there are developed country, developing country, and undeveloped countries.
结果你们想想，美国是第几名呢
？And what do you think of the United States ranking?
美国是114名。
The United States ranked 114.
所以，可是美国人要使用很多的地球资源，才能够使自己感觉非常快乐。
That means the people in the United States will need to use a lot of resources on Earth to make them happy.
可是，其他第三世界国家
，But those undeveloped countries,
比如说哥斯达黎加，哥斯达黎加这个国家，它是第一名啊。
For example, Costa Rica, it ranks number one.
为什么他需要很少的地球资源就能够使他们很快乐
？Because they only need to use a little bit resources on Earth to make themselves happy.
啊，牙买加这个国家我们是很熟啊，是第三名。
And we know Jamaica, it's ranked number three.
啊，这些国家都是落后国家。
These are all undeveloped countries.
你要去他们国家访问的时候
，If you want to go to their country to visit,
你会觉得你很幸福啊。
You will feel that you're very lucky.
你只要是深入他们的家庭啊，你的感受会更不一样。
If you're born in one of those families, you'll feel very different.
啊，比如说我们去非洲的国家。
For example, if you go to African country.
啊，还是去巴西这个国家。
Or go to Brazil.
啊，去这个巴拉圭的国家。
And.
巴拉圭。
And Paraguay.
巴拉圭啊，巴拉圭。那这些国家他们的生活啊，跟美国当时不能够相比啊。
And of course, these countries, their life cannot.Be competing with the life of the United States.
啊，可是他们的快乐指数啊，比美国还高。
But they have much higher happy index than the United States.
那为什么美国在快乐指数呢不能够超越其他国家？虽然是他们文明非常发达，科技很发达，很先进。
Why is it the index of happiness in the United States cannot compete with undeveloped countries, even though United States people are rich?
因为这个社会啊，充满了很多的竞争啊。
Because there are a lot of competitions in this society.
这个社会人们啊，过得很复杂化的生活。
And people have very complicated lives.
啊，人们呢，误以为啊，要更好的、更快的、更准确、更方便，才是快乐的代表。
People thought that they would be happy if they have something that's more precise, that is faster, that's more convenient.
那事实上是不是这样子啊
？Actually, it's not necessarily true.
那复杂化以后还会使人啊失去耐心啊，失去正确的判断力。
When life is more complicated, it will make you lose your patience and lose your ability to judge.
我们请看创世纪。
Look at the book of Genesis.
创世纪二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章，创世纪二十五章。
Genesis 25.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十五章二十七节。
Genesis 25:27.
说两个孩子啊，渐渐长大。以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。啊，这边提到两个兄弟啊，一个是经常在外面打猎。
Here's talk about a pair of brothers, and one is hunting outside often. That's Esau.
当然，在外面打猎的就是表示他非常忙碌啊。
And Esau is a hunter. That means he's busy.
因为他要狩猎。
Because he will have to hunt.
他要走路。
He will have to walk a lot.
那雅各呢？啊，好像是没有什么出息啊。
And looks like Jacob looks like a loser.
因为他经常在帐篷里，为人又安静。
Because he's been in the tent and he's a quiet man.
他也不大会说话，很害羞。
Doesn't talk too much and he's shy.
对今天的社会来说，好像是这个人很没有出息一样的。
To the society today, it seems like Jacob is a loser.
不求长进。
He's not trying to make improvements.
可是我们再继续看圣经哈。
Let's continue to read verse 28.
那以撒爱以扫，因为他常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。二十九。
29.
有一天呢，雅各熬汤啊，以扫从田野回来以后呢，就猎昏了。三十节，以扫对雅各说啊：“我猎昏了，求你把这个红啊给我喝。”因此以扫又叫做以东，以东就是红的意思。那三十一，雅各说啊：“
31.
你今天把长子的名分卖给我吧。”以扫就说：“我将要死了，这长子名分对我有什么好处呢？”三十三节。
33.
雅各说：“啊，你今日要对我起誓吧。”以扫就对他说：“啊，起了誓，把长子的名分卖给了雅各。”那以扫因为他经常在外面打猎。
So here it says that Esau was hunting quite often.
要追逐猎物。
Running after the animals.
整天呢就是这样子过着生活。
Every day's life is like this.
有一天呢，他大概。跑了很多路啊。
One day after he was running quite a lot.
他累昏了。
Was famished.
他连讲话的力气都没有。
Didn't even have the energy to talk.
有的圣经呢就用点点点的就表示啊他一句啊不能够讲完了。
Some Bible shows that he couldn't even finish.
他昏了很多次才把一句话讲完。
He would have to separate several times in order to finish one sentence because he was so tired.
因为太累了。
Because he was exhausted.
所以圣经说啊，猎的狗都快昏了，快昏倒了。
So the Bible says he was so tired to the point of fainting.
啊，这时候他回家，他觉得很累。
And he arrived home, he felt very tired.
又饿又渴。
He was hungry and thirsty.
啊，这个时候啊，他看到雅各人在煮那、什么汤呢、圣经也没有说什么汤呢、
And here he says,
是红色的。
He says that Esau saw Jacob was cooking some red stew.
啊，有人说是红豆汤。
And some people says red bean stew.
那我们就说红豆汤好了。
So we just say that it's red bean stew.
雅各啊，就煮了一锅汤。
So Jacob was cooking this red stew.
那以扫回来，他因为很渴。
And Esau was thirsty at that time.
所以他说：“你赶快把这个汤给我喝吧。
”So he said, "Quick, let me have some of the stew."
那雅各他说：“你要把长子名分卖给我，我才会给你喝。
”And Jacob said that not if you don't sell me your birthright.
长子的名分对他们来说是很重要的。
And to them, the birthright is very important.
因为将来要分产业可以得到双倍的福分。
Because in the future, when you are suffering the inheritance, you are going to get double.
比如说他爸爸要分财产。
If the father is going to give them the inheritance.
他爸爸有四十万的财产。
And the father has $400,000.
那四十万六十万比较好算，六十万假设有六十万。
Sorry, 600.
那六十万的话。以扫可以分四十万，雅各才可以分二十万。
Then Esau will be able to get 400, but Jacob can only get 200,000.
你看是两倍的这个两倍的产业啊。
Because the firstborn will get the double portion.
啊，所以很多啊。
So it's a lot.
好了，现在他啊那个不重要了。
And now Esau will say, "Oh, that's not important now."
我现在口渴啊，那些要做什么
？I'm thirsty now. Why do I need those?
所以他从来间失去判断力。
So he lost his.Ability of judgment.
所以复杂化角就会让我们头脑失去判断力。
So when life is complicated, your brain will lose the ability to judge.
那神把人放在伊甸园里要做什么？
And why did God put man in the Garden of Eden?
让人能够享受永生啊。
So people can enjoy everlasting life.
那个人他假如不吃善的果的话，他可以永远住在伊甸园里。
And if those people, they did not eat the fruit from the tree that tells good from evil, then they could have stayed in the Garden of Eden forever.
神要人过着简单的生活，也是要让人保证能够得到永生啊。
And God wants us to have a simple life because He wants to guarantee that we have everlasting life.
那以扫他出去打猎。
And now Esau went hunting.
他表面上好像得到很多东西。
Looks like he got a lot of things.
可是后来呢，他输了。
But eventually he lost.
所以在希伯来书那边记载了，把以扫都记载得很凄惨。
And in the book of Hebrew, it shows that how miserable Esau was.
我们请看希伯来书。
Look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十六节。
Verse 16.
希伯来书十二章的十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
16. 16节。
16.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，因他一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。十七节。
17.
后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意转回。这是你们所知道的。你看，当时他醒了以后。
So here he says, after Esau came to himself.
那以扫醒了以后，他就后悔了。
He regretted about it.
哎，我怎么把我的长子名分卖了呢
？How could I sell my birthright?
他知道这个厉害性啊。
He realized it's severe consequence.
因为他要求他父亲给他祝福。
He was begging his father to bless him.
要得到双倍的祝福。
To get a double portion of blessings.
却得不着门路啊。
But he couldn't do it.
不要说双倍，就是一点点祝福啊，都沾不上边呢。
Let's not talk about a double portion. Not even a little bit blessings. He can't get it.
所以圣经说啊，被弃绝。被弃绝啊。
Here he says, if you are forsaken, rejected.
他被神弃绝哦。
He was rejected by God.
所以表面上他好像是得到很多。
So on the surface, he looked like he got a lot.
可是他输了。
But he actually lost.
所以今天人只要是思想太复杂，生活太复杂的话。
So if today our life is too complicated, our thoughts are too complicated.
啊，在外面非常忙碌。
Looks like we're very busy outside.
好像是得了很多东西。
Looks like we gain a lot.
啊，得了很多的产业。
We got a lot of money.
手中拥有很多东西。
You have a lot of things in your hands.
事实上呢，是输了。
But in reality, you lost.
被神弃绝了。
Rejected by God.
所以圣经说啊，他就是哭嚎，哭得很啊，哭得眼睛都红了。
And here it says that even though Esau was wailing, crying,
不能够使他父亲的心意啊转回。
He could not change the mind of his father.
因为他轻看长子的名分。
Because he despised his first.
因为他生活复杂化的结果就是这样子的。
Because life was complicated and this is the result.
所以生活复杂化也会失去时间呢。
And if your life is complicated, you also lose a lot of time.
好像我们得到时间。
Looks like we gain time.
因为你很忙啊。
Because you're busy.
你觉得很有成就感。
And you feel you're very accomplished.
为了公司一直忙碌。
You're very busy for your company.
那事实上呢，是在消耗时间呢。
In reality, you're wasting your time.
消耗生命力。
You're wasting your life.
消耗的健康啊。
You're using your health. You're losing your health. Sorry.
所以有一本书啊，叫做我们都嫁给了公司。
So there is one book. The title is "We All Marry to Our Company."
那么嫁给公司啊，不是嫁给先生啊，是嫁给公司啊。
We don't marry to our husband or wife. We are married to our company.
啊，一天啊，17个小时、16个小时啊、18个小时啊，在公司里头。
Spend 16 hours, 17 hours in the company every day.
啊、嫁给公司啊
！You're marrying to your company.
公司就是他的家。
Because the company is your home.
那、啊、等到退休以后
，After you retire.
因为他工作很劳力啊
，Because
很卖力。
Because exert a lot of effort in working.
当然，年老以后呢，要退休的时候
，Of course, when you retire.
啊，去医院检查。
Go to the hospital to do a checkup.
啊，胆固醇的高。
So, diabetes.
胆固醇啊 ，cholesterol.
High cholesterol. Sorry.
啊，这个血糖也高
，and high blood sugar，
血压也高
，high blood pressure，
啊，什么都高啊
，everything's high，
啊，身体就好像是一堆啊废铜烂铁一样
，and the body is like completely worn out，
因为啊，他生活很复杂
，because his life was complicated，
没有过着一个很简单的生活
，did not have a simplified life，
啊，身体就弄坏了
，so he destroyed his health，
我们看拿俄米一家的人就是一个间接啊
，look at the life of Naomi's family。
他们离开了伯利恒以后，离开伯利恒 Bethlehem.
After they left, yeah, left Bethlehem.
Yeah, Bethlehem. 伯利恒就是神的米仓啊。
Bethlehem is like
the warehouse of God. 神指定要居住的地方。
And it's a place where God indicated you should live here.
虽然他们住在伯利恒啊，暂时有些困难呢。
Even though they know that there's some difficulties in Bethlehem.
他们就想办法移民到其他国家外邦地。
They were thinking about, oh, we should immigrate to a Gentile's place.
叫做摩亚地啊。
It's the land of Moab.
那个地方可能比较好生活。
Maybe it's easier to have a life there.
结果他们在那边呢，生活很复杂。
And eventually their life there is complicated.
很卖力的工作啊。
Work hard.
因为是在异地啊。
Because it's a Gentile place.
所以他们工作非常的卖力。
So they work very hard.
以前的社会是男子要出去工作，女孩子要留在家里。
And in the old society, the men should work outside, and the women should stay at home.
所以这个家庭的主人为了要养家。
And the masters of the home will have to take care of the family, so they all have to work.
早上日出的时候就出去了。
They go out before the sun comes up.
一直工作，工作日落才回来。
And work until sunset.
身体就弄坏了。
So they were exhausted.
那生病了，就死了。
They got sick and then died.
所以拿俄米的先生死了。
That's why Naomi's husband died.
他两个儿子也死了。
Her two sons died.
只剩下一些寡妇。
So they're left with some widows.
有时候太忙的话，把我们夺去我们的健康。
So if we're too busy, then our health will be destroyed.
那忙的话也会夺去人际之间的和谐关系。
And if we're too busy, then it's also going to destroy our relationship among.
因为太忙，有时候说话会说错话。
Because when you're too busy, you can say the wrong words.
因为没有时间去思考。
Because you don't have the time to think about what to say.
因为太忙的话，连你看一个人都不会看得很清楚。
And when you're too busy, you can't really take a good close look of others.
有位负责人，他当负责人以后，他非常忙，为了教事情很忙。
There's one council member who's been very busy for the church.
那安息日的时候，他也是很忙。
And he's busy on Sabbath day too.
走来走去。
He's walking around.
那信徒跟他打招呼，他看不到的。
And when the members say hi to him, he can't see.
因为他的脑筋在想说，等一下做什么事情。
Because you're thinking about what should I do next.
有的信徒在抱怨说，这个负责人怎么当了负责人以后，就谁都不理的。
And some members are complaining, what happened to this council member? After become council member, he wouldn't say hi to me.
那事实上他可能没有这个心意啊。
Maybe he didn't mean that, not to say hi.
那只是他很忙啊，他心里面想说，我要做什么事情，赶快做完了。
But he's too busy in thinking about what should I do
next. 可是他忽略这个人际之间的关系。
And he overlooked the importance of interpersonal communication.
因为他只是想把事情做好。
Because he just wanted to do the things well.
但是他忽略了其他人也要跟他打招呼啊。
And he overlooked other people who want to say hi to him.
所以生活复杂的话呢，好像我们得到很多东西呀。
So when your life is complicated on the surface, it looks like you have a lot of things.
我们的确是享受到很多东西。
Indeed, we enjoy a lot of things.
因为有很多发明家带给我们生活上很多方便呢。
Because of all the inventors, they invent things and bring us a lot of convenience in life.
有人发明飞机。
Some people invented an airplane.
所以我从费城到休斯顿只花了3个小时就到了。
So it takes me only 3 hours to fly from Philadelphia to Houston.
那以前坐马车的话，可能要好几个星期才能够到达。
In the past, we use wagon, and it might take several weeks to arrive.
可是忙的结果也让我们思想很复杂。
But when we're busy, it makes us make our thoughts complicated.
离神就越来越远了。
And we're further away and far from God.
那神要我们过着一个很简单的生活。
God wants us to lead a simple life.
我们再看回来，创世纪。
Look at Genesis.
创世纪第5章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第5章的第1节
Genesis chapter 5 verse 1
创世纪5章第1节
Genesis 5:1
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是按着自己的样式造的。第二，并且造男造女，在他们被造的时候，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。第三，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似。 就要给他起名叫赛特。第四，亚当生赛特之后，又在世活800年，并且生儿养女。第五，亚当活了930岁就死了。第六，赛特活到105岁生了以挪士。赛特生以挪士之后，又活了807年，并且生儿养女。赛特共活了912岁就死了。第九，以挪士活到90岁生了。 该男，以诺是生该男之后又活了815年，并且生了养女。以诺是共活了905岁就死了。好，再来看19节。
Jump to 19。
亚略生以诺之后又活了800年，并且生儿养女20。
20。
亚略共活了962岁就死了。好，那这个第五章记载很特别的。
And it's pretty special in chapter 5.
这个谁是谁？我看我们念的都忘记了。
And who is who? Probably will forget about it after we read it.
啊，谁是该男？你们还记得吗
？Who's Cain? Do you remember?
我也会忘记啊。
I forget about that too.
但是里面我们抓住一些重点呢。
But let's look at the important points here.
这个重点呢，就是说一个人活到几岁以后生儿养女，哎，他就死了。
And the important point is that a person is live up to a certain age and has sons and daughters, and after that he lived several years and died.
好像没有什么出息。
Looks like they're losers.
你看第四章有一些发明家。
Look at chapter 4, they have inventors.
那这些人好像是乡下人呢、啊。
And these people, they're like peasants.
好像无事做。
They have nothing to do.
这活到几岁生了养女、啊、再活几年就死了。
Live after several years, they have sons and daughters, and after that, several years, and they die.
那这种生活呢，在今天来讲呢，会被人家笑。
This kind of life will be laughed at by others.
好像一个他年轻的时候就过着退休生活了。
It's like someone who's leading a life that is like a retired person.
好像吃老本。
And you're using your savings.
哦，他们活几岁啊，生个养女，再活几岁就死了。
They live up to several years and they have sons and daughters and after several years they die. So their life is boring.
啊，很简单呐、啊。
Simple.
可是呢，我们再看21节。
Look at verse 21.
以诺活到65岁啊，生了马图撒拉。以诺生马图撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生了养女。嗯，这边也是一样啊，活了几岁生了养女。
And this is quite simple. Is lived after 65 years and has sons and daughters.
啊，只是呢加上一句话。
And there's one more sentence.
说与神同行300年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
啊，与神同行300年啊，就跟第四章后面记载的不一样。
And walk with God for 300 years is quite different from what's recorded in the end of chapter 4.
因为第四章里面我们所看到的那些发明家。
In the end of chapter 4, we see some inventors.
他们也是活了几百年啊。
They also live so several hundred years.
他们是生了养女啊。
They also had sons and daughters.
可是呢，他们生活过着一个很复杂的生活。
But they had a complicated life.
那第五章啊，这些人啊，过着一个很简单的生活。
In chapter 5, these people had a simple life.
很平淡的生活。
A very plain life.
很平凡的生活。
Common life.
啊，他们与神同行300年。
But this person walked with God for 300 years.
那与神同行三百年不简单呢、啊。
It's very accomplished to walk with God for 300 years.
因为以诺他总共才活了365年。
Because Enoch only lived for 365 years.
所以他可以说啊，大概三分之二的时间呢、啊、是与神同行啊。
You can say that two thirds of his life he was walking with God.
那表面上看起来他好像。也没有什么特殊的表现。
And on surface, it looks like he's nothing special.
过着很平凡的生活。
Had a very simple life.
可是在平凡生活当中呢，我们可以看到他事实上是一个很有能力的人呢、啊。
But in his simple life, we can see he is actually a capable person.
因为我们现在这个社会啊，就是人比人呢、啊。
Because in our society, we have a person compete with someone else.
那有一句话说，人比人的气死人呢、啊。
And there's one saying: if you compete with others, then you will make yourself very angry.
你看隔壁花园。很漂亮啊
！Because all the my neighbor invented something.
种什么花了
？My neighbor has some beautiful flowers.
啊，所以我们大概要跟他一样啊。
So we should probably keep up with the Joneses.
那隔壁啊，买一条很名贵的狗啊。
And the neighbor got a very expensive dog.
我们大概要去买一条狗啊。
I want that too.
啊，跟他们一样嘛。
So we can keep up with the Joneses.
那隔壁呢，开着很好的车子。
And our neighbor drive a very good car.
那我们要跟他一样啊。
I want to be the same.
那人比人啊是比不完的。
Because you can never end this competition with others.
可是人很容易受影响。
And men are easily affected by others.
人有时候很在意啊别人对自己的看法。
And sometimes we care about how other people think about us.
那自己就活得很辛苦啊。
Then you have a difficult life.
假设一个人要怎么样过一个很简单的生活呢
？So how do we have a simple life?
就是把这种不良的习惯、不良的思想啊去除掉。
That is, we have to get rid of these bad thoughts and bad habits.
那这个要去除也不容易啊。
So how do we get rid of these bad habits?
啊，怎么去除
？How do we do that?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Look at Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
30章。
Chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章
Isaiah 30
15节
Verse 15
以赛亚书三十章的十五节
Isaiah 30:15
主以色列的圣者如此说啊，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，要有力量啊，才能够抗拒这些外来的引诱了。
Here says you need to have strength in order to combat with all this.
才能够克制啊自己那种那种野心狂。
You have to control your ambition.
啊，就是想要比别人更好。
That is to be better than others.
啊，不能够失败的。
I can't fail.
人要得力啊，在乎平静安稳。
Here it says, in quietness and trust is your strength.
那平静安稳啊，本身就是一种力量。
Because quietness and trust is your strength.
啊，有位老弟兄啊，他活了大概94岁。
There's one old brother, he lived up to the age of 94.
那还很健康啊。
And healthy.
那我就问他说，你为什么那么健康？
So I asked him How come you're so healthy?
他说他人生有三乐。
He said, I have three happiness in my life.
啊，第一个。
First.
啊，就是自得其乐。
That is, I can enjoy myself.
他自己快乐就好啊。
As long as I'm happy, it's fine.
他不在乎别人对他的看法。
I don't care about other people's opinions about me.
那第二个。
Second.
知足常乐。
I am.
知足。啊 ，contentment.
I'm content with what I have.
那第三个叫助人为乐。
The third is I like to help others.
那我们看第一个就不简单了、啊。
We can see the first is already
第一个是自得其乐。
Enjoy yourself.
因为有时候我们很容易啊受别人的影响。
Because a lot of times we're affected by others.
那意思就是说我们很在乎啊别人对我们的看法。
We care about others' opinion about us.
啊，在乎别人对我们是不是哎我们很穷啊？那别人是不是会笑我们很穷啊
？And when we're poor, we wonder would they laugh at us?
我今天穿这套衣服出去，别人会不会批评我啊？
When I wear this and I go to the street, will people criticize me for wearing this?
啊，我老是啊戴这条领带啊，这个别人会不会说一穿到怎么老是戴这条领带啊
？I wear just the same tie all the time, so I'm wondering whether people say, "Hey, Pastor Yi, why are you wearing the same tie all the time?"
在乎别人对我们自己的看法。
You care about other people's opinions.
可是一个要安静啊，要安静，嗯。
But if you're quiet,
你才会有力量啊。
In peace, then you have strength.
克服这些困难
，you'll be able to overcome these difficulties.
那这个是心理的状态啊。
This is your mindset. This is your mindset in your mind.
那第二个
，second，
再来看以赛亚书二十八章。
Look at Isaiah chapter 28.
二十八章。
Isaiah 28.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以主神说啊，如此看呐、啊，我在西安放一块石头作为根基啊，是试验过的石头，是。稳固根基啊，这个宝贵的房角石，信靠的人啊，必不致着急。那这个房角石是谁呢？房角石是基督耶稣了。
Here the cornerstone means is Christ Jesus.
因为他是被试验过的。
Because it's tested.
那试验过，意思就是说，我们走过路，他已经走过了。
That means whatever we experience, he has experienced it already.
因为他已经被试验过了。
Because he has already been tested.
我们的困难他都知道。
He knows all our difficulties.
啊，哪边会遭遇什么危险啊？他也知道。
If there's some difficulties and danger, he knows it.
我们人生啊，以后会碰到什么问题，他也知道。
What kind of problems we are going to encounter in the future? He knows it.
我们可能不知道。
We might not know.
那因为他已经我们走过的路，他已经都走过了。
Because he has tread upon the roads we're walking on.
他就是一个很好的指标。
And he is a good index.
我们只要信靠他的话，那就没错啊。
As long as we rely on him, we're fine.
好像。走山路啊，已经走过的人，他说立下这个指标，这边有坑啊，那边有野兽、有毒蛇，这边不能够经过的，那我已经都标示好了。
Just like mountain road, if someone has tread on it already, he would know where there's a pit, whether there are snakes. He would put some index there.
所以我们只要按照那个标示走的话，就不会错了。
And as long as we walk according to the sign, we're going to be fine.
圣经说啊，信靠他的人呢、啊，不用着急。
Here it says that those who rely on him will never be put to shame.
所以过着一个简单的生活就是信靠主。
So to lead a simple life is to rely on the Lord.
那信靠主就不用着急。
And if we rely on the Lord, we will not be dismayed.
生活是可以很简单的。
And our life can be simplified.
很简单、啊、并不表示说我们就不需要享受啊。
When our life is simple, doesn't mean that we don't enjoy.
也不表示说我们就享受不到。
Doesn't mean that we won't be able to enjoy.
其实啊。生活简单才是一种享受。
Actually, to have a simple life is an enjoyment.
你看要搬家的话，东西太多还是很麻烦的。
You see, if you're moving and you have too much stuff, and it's a lot of work.
我们以前东西很多啊。
In the past, we had a lot of stuff.
那后来搬了几次家以后，觉得哎，生活简单就是幸福。
After we moved several times, we realized that hey, a simple life is actually very fortunate.
东西太多的话，要听到搬家，手就软了。
If you, have, if you have too many things, you think about moving, then you will lose heart. Because there are too many things.
那东西太多，你搬一次家的话，会损失一些东西。
And each time you move, you have to lose some items.
那信靠神的人，就生活简单了，就不用着急。
For those who rely on the Lord, their life is simple and they will not be dismayed.
因为主耶稣就是我们的依靠。
Because Lord Jesus is our reliance.
那生活简单，我们才有更多时间来与神亲近呢。
And if our life is simple, we have more time to get close to God.
那生活复杂的话，不会把我们的心啊弄得很烦躁。
And if life is complicated, it will make our heart disturbed.
然后失去耐心。
We'll lose our patience.
那我们就会失去这个判断力。
And we'll lose our ability to judge.
然后失去健康。
And we'll lose our health.
那失去平安。
We'll lose our peace.
那生活简单化的话。
If our life is simple.
我们就有时间来跟家里的人。
We have time to talk to our family members.
然后跟家里的人共享家庭之乐。
We'll be able to enjoy the family.
然后与神亲近。
And we get close to God.
能够享受永生。
And we can enjoy everlasting life.
我们不用着急。
And we won't be dismayed.
因为神就是我们依靠。
Because God is our.
生活简单化并不表示我们是我们就是软弱。
And when we have a simple life, doesn't mean that we're weak.
并不表示我们就是懦弱。
And it doesn't mean that. We fall backward.
反而这是坚强的表现。
But it shows that we're strong.
很多人也想过一个简单的生活。
Many people want to have a simple life.
大家都知道简单才是幸福啊。
We all know that a simple life is nice.
但是很多人做不到。
But a lot of people can't do it.
但是我们基督徒。
But Christians.
我们信靠耶稣基督。
We rely on Jesus Christ.
我们可以做得到。
We will be able to do it.
因为平静安稳本身就是一种力量。
Because quietness and peace is strength.
我们要自得其乐。
And we can enjoy ourselves.
我们要有耶稣基督为乐。
And we should be happy in Jesus.
耶稣基督就是我们一个力量的来源。
Because Lord Jesus is our strength.
也是个平安喜乐的来源。
And it's the source of peace and joy.
再唱诗。
Sing hymn.